What's up, Lady Ballers? Welcome to Should Soccer Girls Stay?
We're back at it, ladies ballers. Ladies ballers.
No, I don't like that.
Oh. We need to cut that out.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Not cutting that out.
This is not a good way to start.
All right.
Ladies ballers.
And let's start again.
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys. Tomorrow's our 8th birthday.
Can you believe it?
We're getting old. In dog years, that's like 56.
Wow.
If you think about it that way.
We should be retiring at this point. Ladies, it's been such an incredible ride. I can't even believe it's been 8 years of laughter and all the fun that we've been having. But we just wanted to celebrate the fun times, and we wanted to kind of like go back and tell you guys what the heck happened. How did we begin and where we are today? So let's just start with where we began the Twitter account, Soccer Girl Probs. So if you guys don't know us, in 2011, we were at Fairfield University, and we were on the same soccer team.
Some of you may have not even been born yet.
That's right. That's crazy? Right. I know.
It's there could nuts. Be a six-year-old out there listening.
There could mm-hmm. be.
Back in our day, we were just...
We didn't have iPhones.
We really didn't. Podcast.
We barely had iPhones.
We didn't. We had
just getting our Mac computers. Mm-hmm. We had to walk to the store.
That's we're just it. Setting the scene for you guys.
Yeah.
Black and white televisions. I'm just kidding.
Playing with lawn darts out front.
Lawn darts?
Yeah. That toy that was outlawed because it was literally like throwing darts at each other.
I didn't use it.
Oh,
that sounds dangerous.
Yeah.
That was back in your day.
I'm a little older.
So we were just at preseason at Fairfield University, and we were having a lot of issues that day. It was like after the third session of our... Preseason.
Between the second and third.
Yeah, we were just kind of saying funny problems we were having in the athletic department. And this was when Twitter was first starting to get big. So we just kind of made a Twitter account called Soccer Girl Problems and shared it with our team. And everyone, it was just something that we all could relate to. We were just tweeting funny things like the moment of severe depression when your pre-rap breaks or... You know, all the ice packs that you wear to class straight from practice. And before we knew it, we grew a following. And they started asking us to make a YouTube video. So just keep in mind, we had no idea how to make a video, right?
No, like we were walking around campus with our iPad.
Yeah, we used Lana's mom's iPad or something. And we put together a funny little script. And we ended up putting out a video called Shit Soccer Girls Say. And before we knew it, overnight, we hit 1 million hits on YouTube. So just to paint the scene, we were in shock the next morning, and it kind of just blew up from there. It spread like wildfire in the soccer community. We were playing against people in the season, and they were like, oh my God, you guys are those girls from that video.
That was the worst. We used to get like booed.
Fans
and
for the other team would
like kids quote in the stands it. Would be playing it. Remember they were playing our
videos?
They were
playing the video. I remember that.
That was brutal. And then like we felt like we had to be really good because of it, but like we
And also we were...
Just regular players out there.
We were anonymous at that time too, so they actually just recognized our faces.
Yeah.
And we were like, we don't know what you're talking about.
Well, we used to wear our shirts inside out.
We used to wear the jerseys inside out.
And like when we'd film on the field, like we couldn't have the scoreboard or like our logo on the field in it. Remember that?
I know. It's really
nutty.
That
was a fun time. And I felt like when we were like told everyone where we were from, I thought it was going to be like a really big deal. But I feel like
everyone's like, yeah, we knew that.
And we're like, where are you guys from?
Well, people like really cracked the case. Some of them were like,
yeah,
I recognize that athletic center in the back corner of your video or something weird. It was very impressive.
My
how
friend
some people
Stacey's
found out.
Brother's best friend goes to Fairfield. Yeah. She knows you guys are there.
And then we were horrified that our coaches would find out.
Oh my gosh.
I went to sleep some nights like really scared.
Really scared. And then remember, how do we find out that Sean, remember we were on
the
bus?
Ladies, we didn't tell anyone. Our coaches didn't know that we were running this account. And one day we lost like 6-0 to Fordham or something.
It was not a good game.
And obviously I felt inspired to tweet on Soccer Girl Probs. And our coach decided.
What did you tweet?
Well, hold on. He decided not to give us water as a punishment. So I tweeted.
I don't think he did that
on purpose.
Maybe he did. I'm not sure.
I think it was more like a forget about it in anger.
Which happened quite often.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's pretty typical. But we were eating pizza on the bus, right?
No, hold on. It was about the ice packs.
Yeah. I'm setting the scene. We were eating pizza without waters.
Okay.
On the bus. So we were all dying,
dying for water, anything that we can have. So I tweeted something like, when you have to drink your ice packs because coach doesn't give you water on the bus. And I remember he came back.
The next morning, he came back
and he was just like, he flipped out on me. And that was the moment where I was like, okay, we are totally out now.
We need to censor.
I didn't get any of that flip out. Was that just at you?
Can't put Pandora back in the
box. He knew it was me. I don't know how, but.
Okay. Because I don't remember.
I don't remember.
It was just Carly.
Yeah. Sorry, Jim. I love you.
It was Sean, bud.
It was Jim.
It was Sean because Sean's wife was following us. Heather.
Oh, I thought it was Jim that was
pretty sure it
was 100% Sean because Heather followed us.
No, Sean yelled at you because he saw pictures of you on Facebook.
He never yelled at me. He thought that was funny. That's a different story for a different time, ladies.
I'll tell you guys when you're older.
I remember this vividly because Heather was the one who showed Sean the tweet.
I thought Heather was the one that showed Sean the pictures.
Regardless, we got in
that
trouble.
Too, maybe, but anyway, whatever.
We got in trouble.
Clearly, we don't remember anything.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
I can't remember the year we started. Ever when people ask.
So, ladies, we continue to build a following on Twitter and YouTube, which was amazing. So we started getting people saying, you guys should make t-shirts. Mm-hmm. We had no idea how to do that either. We made a sketchy website, and we put 3 t-shirts up with funny tweets that were...
It's the kind of website that if you go to, you know your computer is going to, like, explode.
Yeah.
And your credit card information is going to get stolen. Yeah.
It's going to get stolen. Thankfully, it didn't.
Wasn't comforting looking.
But we sold out of the t-shirts in, what, less than 10 hours?
No, it was like... Want to say 2 or 3. Yeah, it was very fast and very scary. Because keep in mind, we put these t-shirts up on a website without actually having any t-shirts to put in packages and ship. We just wanted to see how it would go, and then we figured we would order.
Which we could do now, but not back then.
It crashed our very, very low-quality website. Completely crashed it.
Wow.
That was a huge deal for us.
The first logo, guys, or logo. I don't know if you'd call it that.
Oh, my God. The girl in a pink dress.
She looks like Angelica from Rugrats.
Yeah.
She was basically in a scorpion fall. Like, she was face planting on the ground, and a ball was just floating above her.
We should make a vintage tee with that on. We should. So funny.
She's wearing a dress. It's not very realistic to a soccer girl.
This will all be in our blog, by the way, so you guys can see the pictures from the OG logo.
But it was then when we went viral and, like, sold out of those t-shirts that we realized we really had something special and we struck a chord with the soccer community.
Yep.
So that was really exciting for us. And that was like year 2 for us.
Yeah.
And that's when we actually created our first Instagram account, which was called The Real Soccer Girl Props.
Oh my gosh.
And this was because Instagram came out. Like, this was the start of Instagram.
Yeah.
That was the only reason why we hadn't had one, right?
Yeah.
It's because it literally didn't exist.
Like, what is this? It's so stupid. There's no text.
And someone had already jumped on our Twitter name and made it on Instagram, so we couldn't even have the same Twitter.
She still hasn't answered our thousands of messages.
She hasn't. Our lawyer had to.
We hired so many fake imaginary lawyers to.
Guys, now we have a real lawyer. Shout out to Ed.
But anyway, we got our real Instagram handle back.
Now we say there's no I in girl because there's no I in team.
Yeah.
That only took 8 years in the making for someone to tell us.
Just to figure out a rational response to people when they ask why there's no I.
And remember Vine was going on then too?
Yes.
Yep. We had a Vine
and we made like the dumbest vines and they were going viral. It was like us making a peanut butter jelly sandwich. Yep. It was like a million views.
Shannon did like a guacamole dance. Nothing made sense. But we were just having fun and being ourselves and that's...
Yeah, but we had some good videos then too. The refs video.
Yeah, refs do the darnest things. You know,
the moms video.
Preseason.
We gotta bring the moms back.
Our 2 friends, shout out to Danaher and Mateo, who've been in our videos like
amazing.
They're basically like our coaches.
Yeah.
Essentially. They were the
OG mustache guys.
They were.
Before we even had the mustaches. They
funny story too, they always get
recognized.
People come up to them at soccer tournaments.
Which is so awesome.
I know. It's
Danaher's
so cool.
Still in like the soccer community with his app Soccer Pulse. Guys, check it out. But yeah, crazy stuff. So then 3rd year we graduate.
Yes.
Carly and Shannon graduated. Alana had already graduated 2 years before then. That's when we went like full throttle, like we're going
to
do this.
Yeah, like we were in it to win it, and Fairfield University had an entrepreneurship program called FAME at the time. And it was like an accelerated mentorship program.
Yeah, where it's not existing now. So.
It doesn't exist now, but it actually really helped us monetize what we had because, guys, picture us just being college students, just graduated. We had no idea how to run a business, yet we were making
money. We took no business classes.
Yeah, like, it was nuts. So shout out to Fairfield for helping us, giving us all the mentors to understand how to run a business.
And our main man, Chris Huntley.
Chris Huntley.
Lifesaver.
Ugh, Mike McDonald, you guys are unbelievable.
Yes. I feel like also it wasn't something we talked about going full time. Mm-hmm. I feel like once we got in that program, that's like when we decided, right?
Well, guys, we rented a house together to literally live together.
Can we talk about that?
All right. I want you to just imagine the richest, beautiful street in Fairfield, Connecticut, and then this little shanty dump of a house.
Like in a scary movie. Like literally. The house that you see in a scary movie.
I have a picture of that house, too. We should put it in the blog as well.
Oh, my gosh.
But we basically packed our whole lives up and just moved ourselves into this little dinky house. My room was in the attic. Like, my ceilings were angled. That's the kind of situation we were in.
And fourth roommate, too.
We did.
We saw
never
twice.
Really saw her. But guys, we also shipped out of the garage, but there was no entrance from the house into the garage. You had to go outside the garage.
Yeah, but let's not forget that we lost the key to the door for 6 months, so we also had to climb
You'll
through
never
the window.
Me.
I don't know if it was you.
It was me.
It was definitely Carly. It 100% was.
Somebody could have sold $30,000 of apparel out of our garage, but we just trusted the community.
We unlocked it and then just left it unlocked.
Oh. Yep.
Because we couldn't go in and out of
the
window every time.
But then we locked it. Yeah. But anyway.
But wait. Remember, 6 months later, winter goes by. It was a horrible winter with snow and everything. Horrible fall, leaves
so
blowing.
So reverse those
and
seasons.
Then,
reverse
the seasons. And then we find the key under a leaf outside of the garage.
After all the snow
out.
And ice had melted.
The leaves are still there.
So
and then there it was.
Talk about.
I think I found it too. So I'll take the credit for that.
You take the credit for that.
You lost it. I found it.
I lost
it. And it was still on a little green rubber band. Do you remember
that? Yeah, that was our keychain. We sold keychains. Did we have time?
Yeah, we should have just used that.
We had a little dinky rubber band.
Remember when we were locked out of the garage and we had a ship and somebody had to go through the window?
Yeah. Every time we forgot something, like, awesome, let's go out back outside. Well, in the beginning, we would carry all the bins in.
Yeah.
Then we're like, all right, this is getting ridiculous. Like, everyone's backs were hurting. We're like, let's just go outside to get them.
And the door was like in a weird spot where you couldn't just directly go in. You had to like
go
the
up
door would slam. The garage would open. You'd hear like anger, like, oh, I forgot this medium. I can't blue. And then you'd shut it.
Oh my gosh.
But we made a lot of videos then. It was fun.
We did.
And we had our teammate, like, we were on, like, right near campus and our teammates were helping us still. It was like, it was good times.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Shout out to Penfield Road.
Penfield Manor. Shout out to Bobby, our landlord.
Bobby.
hitting us with all those incidentals when we moved out. BS, Bobby.
Okay. One funny memory from when we lived together was we did an Adidas event in New York City one time. So we took the train back and it was late. It was around midnight. We get it. Whatever. You tell a story.
I will. We were going in and we're selling our TV because that's right when we were going to move out, right before the World Cup. And we get a call from Molly on our team who was going to go look at our TV to see if she wanted it. She calls me and she's like, your cat is crazy. It's acting like wild, jumping around. And I'm like, we don't have a cat. Get out of there. So then we have to go to the event for like several hours thinking like, what's in our house right now? We don't have a cat.
We don't have a cat.
That's
so we find out it's a Vlore.
We get back into
is the
house.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think.
I don't even, when you Google it.
It's essentially.
This is like a Connecticut
like a mole,
animal.
It's like a mole slash. Like
raccoon.
Cat raccoon.
Raccoon.
Yeah.
It's a hybrid.
That literally. So anyway, we then are scared. We get home. There's a huge, like.
The screen door is like, ripped open. I thought a human went through.
And
it was a huge
hole. In Shannon's comforter.
So it's dark.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot.
And
about
guess
that.
What? I continue to use that comforter for 2 years.
So this thing was literally
comforter.
Literally rolling around in Shannon's bed, ripping apart her comforter. It had like little claws. Like when you look up a picture of this thing, it's not cool. The whole night, I laid in bed with my eyes wide open.
You slept in my room.
I started upstairs, and we heard all the scratching in the wall.
We slept in the same room. And I go to the bathroom like 8 times a night. So every time I went to the bathroom, I was like, ah.
Yeah, you also opened the door and let a chance for the vole to get into my room.
The floor?
Well, and also at the time, we had no idea what came in. If it was a squirrel sized, if it was huge raccoon sized, like our imagination was going wild. I thought a human was in the basement.
Yeah. Probably.
It was not cool.
Oh my gosh. And we kept the water bottles in the basement. So every time we had to get the water bottles, I would freak out. Somehow I'd volunteer as tribute and get stuck in that basement. And I was like, I'm going to get murdered. Because everyone knows when you go down to a basement, you have to sprint up the stairs and shut the door really fast.
Yeah. And oh my gosh.
We sold a lot of water bottles that Christmas too. Why didn't we just bring them upstairs?
They took up a lot of space. Yeah.
They were annoying.
That was a little house.
Can't have it there.
Yeah, that's true.
So, all right. Year 4. What happened in year four?
Yeah. So then we moved out of there. Remember the day before we left for the World Cup, right?
I think it was something where we were in Portland. We had to go to Portland, Oregon. This is short, but we had to move out the day of.
Yeah, so we packed up the U-Haul, all of our stuff in it. We drove the U-Haul ourselves
to all three of our houses.
Dropped all of our stuff on, then hopped on a flight, then went there. Yeah.
Guys, no one ever told us that you can't take a U-Haul on certain highways where the bridges are a little bit slow.
We could have been arrested. Or
yeah. You could have driven and literally shaved the entire top of the U-Haul off.
And would have ruined my bed that I just paid for.
Yeah, exactly. God.
But it was funny when we were driving, Shannon was like, are we allowed on this highway? And I was like, what do you mean? And I Googled it and I started freaking out. So thankfully there was an exit. What if you didn't say that? We would have went 80 miles an hour.
Yeah. Well, we almost did anyway.
All right.
But all right, so then we end up interviewing. That was our first year that we interviewed the U.S. team, right? Mm-hmm. They found out the roster. We interviewed the team. We were shaking. We were nervous.
Yeah, it was horrifying.
LA for the kit reveal. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, I remember meeting Alex for the first time in Sydney, and I just was like trembling.
Shaking.
You were holding the mic to the person while you were talking.
Guys, we did our first interviews and no one trained me for this.
No one trained any of us. We were terrible.
But Kick TV, shout out to Maura, our producer.
Maura.
She hands me the mic and she's like, you need to go interview the like designer of this sneaker or something. So I go up there and I'm talking, and as I'm talking, the mic is in front of the guy's face. So none of the audio is getting picked up.
Really, and then vice versa.
Whenever he was talking, I was holding the mic.
I wish we had video of that. I mean, it's out there somewhere.
It's somewhere.
Hopefully we're better now.
Yeah, but we got better. So then we interviewed the full team, and then Kick TV asked us to go to the World Cup and cover it for them. And we thought maybe we'd drive an RV. We were looking up RVs to go to the World Cup.
And trains.
We're like, oh, we're going to send you for the full thing. And we're like, are you kidding me?
When Jimmy Conrad called us and asked us to do that, we tried to keep our cool, but as soon as we hung up, we were screaming.
We were in the
so
middle
happy.
Of shipping. I remember that.
Yeah. We were like, this is unbelievable.
Yeah, we're trying to act cool on the phone. But we're like,
yeah, we were like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll talk.
Talk to our
ourselves.
Manager.
Yeah, that was nuts, though. That was like the best summer ever.
Yeah. Thank you, Kick TV, for that. That was unbelievable.
Yeah, except when we had to share a bed with the...
With the producer. No, with the,
a couch
the camera
with the producer. We were in confined areas on that trip, but we had a great time.
It was like cabin fever.
Yeah, and then we had pickup games before each game. We had hundreds of our fans showing up. The year that we became best friends with Brandi Chastain.
And Mia Hamm.
Oh, and Brandy. Mia Hamm showed up to our last pickup game before the finals.
That is literally still my single favorite moment of
is Mia Hamm.
Is you, one of you came upstairs and woke me up that morning. You were like, Mia Hamm is in the front yard and she's going to play pick up.
She just showed up in a cab. This was before Ubers existed, guys.
Yeah.
And she just showed up, no posse. That was when Beast Mode Soccer was coming to our pickup games too. That was so much fun.
It really was.
And
so
just
much
the
fun.
Summer of Brandy, just playing soccer tennis with Brandy, watching the games with Brandy.
Shout out to Brandy, man.
Love her.
Miss you, Brandy.
I mean, there's nothing cooler than meeting your like heroes from growing up.
Yeah.
And then just like becoming friends with
them. I know. I remember I showed her the first time we met her, I showed her a picture of her book that she signed for me. And that was just, it came full circle. I was like, holy crap, this is so cool.
I have the collage that I made of her in my apartment right now, but we had that in our locker room.
Did we show her a picture?
I stole it from the locker room. yeah, we showed her it. But yeah, that was crazy. So we moved out of Penfield, and then we ended up moving to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Got our first office.
It was a co-working space where at the...
Yeah, we're not going to name drop. It kind of sucked. Yeah.
It wasn't good.
But yeah. It was cool. It was a cool experience, right? Mm-hmm. What happened that year, guys?
Oh, we applied to Shark Tank.
Yeah.
And we got to the final round, but just didn't cut it. That would have been such a cool experience, but...
But it was good. We learned more about ourselves, the business plan. Like, mm-hmm. we had to, like, actually crunch numbers. Mm-hmm. By crunching, I mean... really having it difficult.
No, it was
no,
just,
not
honestly, you guys, if you have a really good idea, just try to apply to Shark Tank because it makes you think about your business, like, in every
aspect.
It asks
aspect. You questions you never think of.
And mm-hmm. it will also give you a severe case of carpal tunnel because you have to fill out the entire thing by hand with a pen, and it's like 75 pages long. So
you wish you used a pencil because I keep messing up having to redo it.
I know.
We get like the whiteout pens that no one's gotten in 10 years.
Yeah. I used to live on those.
That
oh
was
my
the year
God.
I tore my ACL too. That was a fun time. Oh. And then we went to the US game like 2 days later.
Shannon's like.
Fresh from the bed.
Yeah, like I don't even know how you
I
did
don't know
that.
How you did that either.
Oh, man.
Oh, so we actually, what videos did we put out that year? The nail salon, how do we feel at a nail salon video?
Basic soccer. We made a lot of videos at the YouTube space that had to tell a basic soccer girl.
Oh, yeah.
Your friend was the doctor. That
Tim.
Was a funny one.
Tim
when
was
you take
the doctor.
A female athlete out on a date, that one was hilarious.
Oh, yeah, we did the athlete code videos. Men. We filmed the whole video. It took us like 12 hours, and then the footage deleted.
Yeah.
So we had to film the whole thing in 30 minutes. And we were tired, exhausted. Our Long Island accents were coming out hard. We just watched this the other night, and we were dying.
It was not cute.
Like, we were like,
it was more that we were pissed that it was deleted. So
but it sounds like we were mad at that.
Everything I said was with anger.
It was so great.
Oh.
And then the following year was when we created our first book.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Soccer Girl Probs College Soccer Survival Guide. Get yours at soccergirlprobs.com.
And fun fact, all of the artwork in there is from you awesome lady ballers. You guys all submitted funny depictions of, like, coach screaming at you and girls shoving
cool
their faces
that?
After practice. You guys are so artistic because...
Who knew that that
We
many?
Could never. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys made that book so cool with
we
all the handwritten
stuff. Stick fingers?
Chicken fingers?
We would have had stick fingers in there. No, it's like... It was amazing. Like, there's so many talented, like, soccer girls.
And for those of you who've never heard of that book, we pretty much just talked about each of our experiences and our tips and tricks for surviving college soccer because a lot of you ladies ask us a lot of questions about it. So get your copy
and
today.
I feel like most people have the same questions, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, we were like, how is there not something out there with all this information?
Yeah.
Like, what we wanted before college, right?
Exactly.
I wish I knew all the things I did now. Ugh. I didn't.
Regrets.
Learn the hard way.
Oh, and we did the soccer dad video. We did the music video that year. Girls vs. Guys. The soccer stereotypes.
The soccer dad stereotypes is my, I think it's one of my favorite videos.
It was
such an epic
Whether
one.
The video itself came out so funny, at least filming it was like, I couldn't even
contain it. It was 95 degrees laughing. And Jimmy had a full suit on. And Mateo crushed that video.
He crushed it.
We told him the wrong field. I told him the wrong field. He showed up. It was like 45 minutes the wrong direction.
Oh, I think we took him to lunch afterwards to thank him for, and I think he took off work.
That's when we ran into Billy on the street. Yeah, that was a funny day.
Oh,
it was
my
like,
gosh.
I that feel was... like it was always hot when we filmed that stuff. Like
it's
that
always
year.
Hot. Oh, my God.
We also.
Global warming.
We also did one of our first collabs with another YouTube channel, Sweet Spot Squad. We did the soccer girl versus soccer guy stereotypes. Yeah. That was a really funny one. You guys should check that out as well.
Yeah.
When guys like flop on the ground, but girls are tough and, you know, all those stereotypes are.
They were great and they had such like thick Canadian accents and made the video so good.
Oh my God.
It was like
funny,
Francois.
What were the funny things that, come on, ref, come on.
Come on, what did he
come
say?
Come on, ref.
Oh, we gotta watch it again.
We gotta watch it. And then the following year, we moved into our office, our current one, where we actually have desks. And calendars.
And walls.
Walls.
Privacy.
And soccer balls.
Privacy, even though we can hear everything in this office.
Yeah.
And people probably hate us because we're annoying.
No.
We blast Lizzo every day.
Yeah, it's literally our team jam.
So either we pump people up or we piss people off.
Take it or leave it.
Both. And that's when we created the Nike SGP line.
That was
really
cool.
First
legit.
Line of dry fit t-shirts.
Yeah, we have 6 t-shirts with them.
Yeah.
And
we had our first shoot with our ambassadors. That was really cool.
Yeah.
With Daphne, our photographer. Shout out to Daphne. She's amazing. She has the account Femme Forward. about 20 girls in the area, right? Like 15 to 20 girls.
So many.
We had so many apply, though, and we had to, like, just randomly select, you know, who mm-hmm. we could have. But that was such a cool moment, and I felt like they felt like such badass, like, professionals out there, like, in their gear doing, like, their soccer moves. And
yeah.
It was so cool.
And they were just all different ages, too. Like, we had a 13-year-old, and then we had, like, a 28-year-old. It's yeah. so cool seeing how all these women can relate to what
yeah.
is going on in
which
the
is, like, what
community.
We're all yeah. about, yeah. Went to Costa Rica.
That was awesome.
That was fun.
That
Beyond
was
Sports.
Really, for a leadership camp, that was really cool. We ate a lot of plantains.
We did a lot of zip lining.
It's really terrifying.
It's the best. Shannon got stuck on the zip line like halfway through.
Story.
Okay. Are you traumatized still?
Yeah.
All right.
We made the what videos were that? The awkward soccer moments video. That was a really good one.
Ask us how the game went.
That was a great one.
I love that.
Shout out to my poppy. He was funny in it. He's so cute.
Go to YouTube to see Shannon's grandpa be adorable.
And now this year, guys. It feels right. like so much more happened, but it's hard
a
to
lot.
Say everything that we did, right?
I mean, we yeah. just covered a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Those were like our favorite moments, yeah. but there's just so many good
well,
moments.
Well, this past summer, we were able to work with Adidas and go to the entire World Cup in Europe. So we were in France for so long, like over 20 days.
And once again, we didn't think we were going to go to the World Cup. We're like, we'll be lucky if we get to a game. Let's yep. go to one. And then it turns out we go to every single U.S. game.
Yeah, we were really blessed. And we just basically did really fun recaps and yeah. our experience on the ground there in Europe, which was really cool.
Shout
to bring
out to Airbnb
to you guys.
For like being awful over there.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to shout them out. Good. I was going to
no,
say.
No, yeah. we had Zero the most stars. Con artist awful experiences with our Airbnbs. I can't yeah. even yeah. go into detail yeah. because of legal issues. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. But like that was just like insane. But yeah. everyone was there. It was Fashion Week. It was World Cup.
Yeah.
So there was like not a lot slim pickings yeah. for us.
Yeah, our tips to you.
Once again, yeah. share to bed. the mosquitoes, guys. The mosquitoes,
oh
the heat.
God.
There was no AC.
I definitely had
I get
West
back
Nile.
To like my apartment. I'm like blessed with one fan. You know, yeah. like it was tough times.
It was like 99 degrees.
That was
there.
A heat wave. It was 106 while
yeah,
we were there.
It was
so
nuts.
Two or three of the days. That was wild. I felt like the walls were going to melt.
Yeah, I don't know how we did it. Like, the sheets were wet every day. I'd wake up, I'd be like, they're not even dry.
Wake up, dehydrated, go to Starbucks, get a funny name on our
run.
Cup, chug water, run, repeat. And see some amazing soccer, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh yeah, I forgot
every
about
single
the games.
Game was like terrifying, exciting. Just
oh
like,
my god!
At every game, I lost my voice. I'm losing it right now thinking about it, and I would get so dizzy screaming.
Yeah, that was scary.
Oh. Such amazing seats too. We were like sitting with the families.
Yes.
We had our own box at a game.
Yeah, shout out to
because
Adidas.
We had our own box. Us and an old, like an 8-year-old beautiful couple.
It was like Ali Krieger's grandpa's best friend's yeah. son.
Yeah, they were awesome. But yeah, I mean, everyone obviously watched the World Cup. Who's mm-hmm. listening to this, right? But oh, and we did the Abby Wambach interviewed us
for Uber.
The Uber for the Rethink
oh,
the
yeah.
Ratio.
That was so cool.
That was
never
very cool.
would I think that Abby Wambach would interview soccer.
Yeah, we
box.
Sat down and we're like, all right, so like, what are the questions we're asking her?
Yeah.
And they're like,
no,
you're going to answer the questions. We're like, wait.
And we sat down and had lunch with Abby and she was just so cool. Like, just like a genuinely
yeah.
like.
So chill,
yeah,
so real.
Genuine
yeah.
person who like really wanted to know about what we were doing to like change like the game.
Yeah, we wanted to join her wolf pack.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whether she wanted us to or not, we did.
After years of trying,
I know.
We started the podcast. We're still trying to figure out this equipment, guys. It's not easy.
For those of you still listening, thank you for being with us because it has been a struggle every week.
One of our best episodes is the technical difficulty episode when we're just singing.
For
technical difficulty, we're having technical difficulty.
For every 20 minutes of podcast that you've listened to, there's been at least 3.5 hours of trying to set it up.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So I respect podcasts so much more now.
Is it just us, though?
No, I think it's hard, but I think we also challenge ourselves when we need to
yeah.
with equipment.
I think
we got state-of-the-art equipment.
There's state. This looks like a you could record an Ariana Grande album in here right now. There's so many mics and equipment.
After. She's going to rent out our
it
space.
Looks like we're working at an airport, like yeah. organizing flights coming in and out. That's yeah. how much shit is over here.
Yes,
and we're honestly, using 1% of it.
Yeah. Also, guys, we had our first commercial come out, the It's Up yeah. to Us video. Julian from Fairfield helped us with that. He did an incredible job. Shout out to you, Julie.
Oh God.
You're my best friend. And cut. Very good.
We had Lady Ballers come out from the Northeast to be in it, which was again so cool.
One of our badass videos.
One of our fans was the voiceover artist. She's the voice of an angel. Oh yeah,
she did.
Because our voices and it would have been
so
rough.
Yeah, it was such a badass. Movie. Like it could have been on TV commercial.
Yeah, it was.
It really
will be, guys.
We'll link next that Super in the Bowl. Description.
Yeah, every video that we talked about, I'll put all the info in it.
Awesome.
But yeah, so now what do we do now, guys?
Well, now that you asked, we are doing an extended version of our book actually, and that should be hopefully in stores nationally, Barnes and Noble, Amazon. We'll keep you guys posted on what's going on with that, but it's going to be a more general book and not just for college soccer. So.
Yeah, writing like books is really hard. Having deadlines and a publisher and an editor
and needing good grammar
than doing it ourselves.
I'm just happy they're helping us with the cover too, because we don't know what to do, guys.
And editing.
The editing
is like it was
process.
Like the blind leading the blind.
Again, writing books is hard. Podcasts are.
We're like, is there a comma here? I don't know. Do you
but
think there's a comma
like
here?
It's also like so rewarding when it's done, and we have so many people like tell us like how amazing the first book was. Like I'm so excited for the second one to come out.
Yeah,
just gotta get to writing now.
Yeah. Well, also, too, like, we have so many new product ideas that are coming out soon, and we're going to expand our apparel line. We're going to come out with shorts. Guys, you've been asking for shorts for so long.
You've been asking for shorts, and we're going to do them right.
They've been wearing pants for years waiting for these shorts. They're coming, we promise. No, but, I mean, what started as one T-shirt, now we have, 160 products on our website?
Yeah, it's nutty, right? Shannon's, we're still shipping out of Shannon's parents' basement, and it's so fun because it's just like...
It's a factory. It's not So we watch Bachelor in Paradise sometimes. And
some Lifetime movies during Christmas time, especially.
Christmas, guys, you have no idea what shipping is like.
Yeah, you guys...
We are delusional.
We are. There's a video,
ship
I think.
Now, there'll be once in a while, and I'll get the Christmas shakes, and I'm like, oh, no.
Yep.
Black Friday is coming.
The Christmas shakes.
Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. That's literally what it feels like.
Oh, my gosh.
But also, we really appreciate the business. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks so much. A lot of popcorn, a lot of constipation.
Yes.
I feel very sick during that time. I feel like it's finals, or like,
it's
preseason for us. Like, that's how it feels. Like, your body's
it's
just, like not used to
hours. And we start to all, like, lose our focus, and then we're messing things up.
But
we fix it, don't worry.
Walk into walls.
What about the freaking post office guy? The poor guy's breaking his back, pulling the bags into his truck every day.
That long-haired, awesome man. Sweet, sweet soul.
We'll give him cookies this year. Cookies and milk.
I feel like he's going to go on vacation this year.
I wouldn't blame him at all.
It's an early retirement, because he knows.
But, I mean, we're going to come out with more educational things. We're going to come out with, you know, more ebooks, more injury prevention, workout stuff. We're going to have the book. We're going to have new gear.
Mm-hmm. We have some secret projects, too, that we can't tell you yet. But hopefully in the new year, we'll be coming out.
Yeah.
Shannon?
I tell Gara to shush at least.
Every day.
Shushing times.
I'm sick of it.
Shushing times.
Sometimes you just got to
Shannon, shush your mouth.
But no, we're so excited. Year 8's going to be the best one yet. I'm pumped. We got the Olympics. We have freaking fight for equality.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this is
that's
the year,
huge.
Guys.
This
maybe
is
shit
the
will be
year.
Equal this year for women's soccer.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
I'm excited just thinking about it.
Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for following us on this journey, supporting us, continuing to support us. And let's make this the best one yet.
Yeah, we're also going to have a ton of awesome giveaways this weekend and sales going on in celebration of our 8th birthday.
The biggest giveaways we've had, right? The biggest contest yet.
Yeah.
So
lots of cleats going, lots of gear going.
Mm-hmm.
And there's different ways to enter the contest, so just stay tuned on social media, at Soccer Girl Probs.
The easiest way right now is to just rate and subscribe to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's one way to
enter.
Do leave a review? Yep.
That'd be great. Please.
Please.
Please. I'm not begging you, but 5 stars.
Just do it. Give us those 5 stars. If you give us 4,
fine.
I'm coming after you. Because why can't we get 5?
We want to grow and improve. We need the good constructive criticism.
How about 5 with some constructive criticism?
Yeah, 5 with construction is fine. Construction paper. Mail it to me. All right, guys. It's been real. Thanks so much for listening. Love you like a sis.
Love you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.